Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Explain This. I'm with the star of the show, Robin Riddle. What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
I'm happy to be here today.
Absolutely.
And initially, I thought I was going to mispronounce this word, but I got a little coaching before we hit record, and it is phthalates.
Yeah.
It's not how it's spelled, but phthalates is what we're talking about today.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it?
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about phthalates and parabens, and I will apologize in advance because I'm getting ready to ruin most of your all's day by telling you what's going to follow here. So phthalates are a group of chemicals that are primarily used to soften and improve the flexibility of plastics. But these are also used as solvents and stabilizers in a lot of products.
Okay.
We'll get there in a second.
Okay.
Parabens are chemicals that are added to products like cosmetics and personal care products to help improve shelf life and stability of those products.
I've heard of parabens before, and they're a bad thing.
They're a bad thing.
Okay.
Phthalates are even worse, and found in a lot of the same things. So both of these chemicals, types of chemicals, are known endocrine disruptors. So what this means is they will absolutely affect hormone levels and a lot of other health issues that we'll jump into in a minute.
Okay.
So where do we find phthalates? Why are these really even important? Children's toys, plastic toys that kids are putting in their mouth. Flooring, so like plastic vinyl flooring, things like that. Detergents, your laundry detergent that you're washing your clothes in. Your chemicals that you're cleaning your house with. Packaging, so food packaging, anything that's packaged in plastic can have phthalates in it. Pharmaceuticals, so like children's Tylenol and things like that can have these added into them.
Now, is this something that we're actually looking for, or is this something that We need to just accept.
Avoid.
Oh, we're not accepting.
We don't want these.
Okay.
So phthalates, like I said, endocrine disruptors, a lot of other issues that they're going to cause.
Okay.
But they're in everything now. Your cosmetics, your personal care items, the lotion that you put on your face, the shampoo that you're washing your hair with, your body wash, they're in everything unless you are searching for something that is phthalate and paraben free.
Okay.
Nail polish, hairsprays, perfumes, anything that says fragrance on it, fragrance has phthalates in it. So your wonderful Bath and Body Works that all women love to lather on, full of toxic chemicals that can cause major issues. So phthalates don't chemically bind to what they're put in, so they can pass easily. Plastic water bottles.
Okay, so that's the problem, is they can kind of get away.
Yes.
Okay.
Phthalates go from whatever they're put in and go to whatever they're put on.
Mm.
So if they use phthalates to stabilize shampoo and you wash your hair with shampoo, that can actually absorb through your skin and get into your body and disrupt hormone levels.
Mm.
And lots of things. Impaired fertility for men and women. There's a big study that we talked about, I think in our male fertility video, we talked about this. Dr. Shanna Swan, huge study that she did focusing just on phthalates that has shown 50% reduction in fertility in men over the last 50 years from phthalates alone.
Where would men mostly get phthalates?
Plastics.
So like plastic water bottles.
Plastic water bottles, heating something up in plastic, storing it in a plastic Tupperware. Of course, personal care products too. You wash your hair. I'm pretty sure you use shampoo.
Yep.
So it can come through things like that as well. And then also intrauterine exposure has a big impact on males.
Mm.
So mom uses Bath and Body Works on her body every single day. Those phthalates go through her system, get into baby, and actually change the way that the hormone production can even be formed and established in that baby.
That's crazy that can happen.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're not intentional about this, you could easily affect two generations.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, and we'll tag these in. We've talked about it a little bit in our preconception video. We've talked about it a little bit in our male fertility video, but they absolutely can affect pregnancy, affect baby, affect fertility.
Mm.
Like I said, we're also affecting hormones. Phthalates can increase chances of obesity, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, again, impaired hormone production, impaired thyroid function. Phthalates and parabens both can increase inflammation, make autoimmune disorders worse, cause or make PCOS worse, cause allergies, cancers. These have been linked to a lot of different types of cancers, ADD and ADHD, and autism through intrauterine exposure to these. So again, what mom is putting on her skin is critical for what's going to happen for baby's development.
Is there any like visits that you're in where this is like a part of the conversation? Where I know probably if you're talking to someone trying to have kids, maybe even with your hormone visits.
Absolutely. I talk about this all the time. I ruin people's day all the time with this, because it's like basically you need to change everything that you're doing in your life to fully get rid of them. So it, I have a way that I work
people into
that.
It's not a halfway get rid of them.
We really want them out completely. Mm. So yes, I do talk about this a lot. Mm. Any PCOS patients, this is part of my PCOS protocol. Autoimmune patients, this is part of that protocol. Because of the studies that we're seeing come out of this. So like I said, studies that affect fertility. But a recent study has even brought more light to this. There was a study that was just released in March of 2023 that showed that by reducing phthalate consumption just through body products, so shampoo, lotions, things like that, there was a 70% decrease in known cancer cells within 1 month.
Wow.
This was just body products. This was just fragranced things that they were putting on their skin. So the way they did their study, they had healthy people come in, women with no known breast cancer, and they did a breast biopsy. And they looked at those cells, and they looked at cells that could potentially become cancerous. They had those women eliminate all of their fragrance products for 1 month, came back, repeated that breast biopsy again, 70% reduction in possible cancer cells.
Wow.
Just with your fragrances that you're putting on your skin alone.
This seems kind of one of those like where you do this, this takes care of a whole lot. I'm sure it's difficult to go completely paraben-free and, you know, phthalate-free.
Phthalate-free. Yeah.
You know, it seems simple, but it's probably not.
It's not. And that's why I say it ruins your day, because, like, everything that you like to use, everything you like to put on, everything that smells good, don't do it. So where can we find these? Like I said, beauty products. So your makeup, your skin is your largest organ. Anything you're putting on your skin, it's critical that we know that we're free of these bad chemicals. So makeup, lotions, perfumes, shampoos, face creams. Like I said, if it says fragrance on it, you don't need to be putting it on your skin.
Okay.
Fragrance is not controlled by anybody. Like, the companies that put fragrances and things, they can put 200 or 300 chemicals in there to create that fragrance. They don't have to tell anybody what those chemicals are.
And it's not monitored. Just like cologne, perfume, that, or is fragrance just a smell?
Anything that has a smell to it.
Okay.
So, you know, like, yes, you're spraying perfume, it goes on your body, but you're also breathing it in. You're getting that exposure both ways. Mm. Unless it is a natural fragrance, so something fragranced by essential oils that tells you exactly what created that fragrance, we really should not be using it. You should not be putting it on your body.
Interesting.
So body washes and soaps, there are more brands that are coming out now and recognizing how important this is, and they will actually put on their bottle paraben-free, phthalate-free.
Okay.
Look for that with anything you're getting. Sunscreen, there's been several studies over the last couple years that have come out more and more showing how the sunscreen that we're putting on our bodies to prevent skin cancer has all these other cancer-causing agents in it. Mm. So sunscreen is a really, really important one that we need to be looking at. I mean, we're putting it on our kids. Babies over 6 months old are allowed to use sunscreen, and they have these cancer-causing agents in them. Laundry detergent, you wear clothes most of the time.
Yeah.
Your laundry detergent can have the phthalates in it as well, which get into your clothes, soak into your skin.
Gosh.
I know. Deodorant, it's a huge one. We're hopefully putting deodorant on every day, but we need an all-natural deodorant that does not have these chemicals in it. Your cleaning supplies, you're breathing those in your house, also you're touching them. Candles, your lovely candles that make your home smell so wonderful, or your like Glade plug-in type things, all of those can create issues. All of those can contain these phthalates.
These things are everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like literally everything we do all day long, you can be exposed.
Absolutely.
Goodness. Okay.
And so we wonder why our cancer rates have gone up and all the medical issues that people are having now, because we have things like this feeding it.
So the big thing here is to be intentional about it. Look for phthalate-free and paraben-free.
So paraben is mostly just your cosmetics. Phthalates are everything.
Okay.
So, and I tell people, like, you've got to start small. Otherwise, you will overwhelm yourself. You can't just in one day be like, oh, I'm never going to be exposed to this again. I've been on this journey for years, and there's still things that I'm like, yeah, that needs to go now too. Like, there's still things that you maybe don't realize, or things that can sneak in a little bit, or things that it's hard to find replacements for. Don't overwhelm yourself. Don't try to change everything overnight. Pick something and slowly start changing it. What you put on your skin and what you put into your body are the two most important ones.
So start there.
Start there. Mm-hmm. What are you drinking? What are you drinking it out of? Mm-hmm. Are you doing a stainless steel? Are you drinking out of water bottles? Don't heat things up in plastic. That's huge and an easy change. If you have Tupperware in your house, get rid of it.
Huh.
No Tupperware. You need to use glass only. No plastics. Don't heat up in plastics. That just releases the phthalates even more.
Wow.
So it can be things as easy as that. For women, it's changing everything that's going on in your body.
Okay.
Being really intentional about searching for good products. If any patients ever have questions, I have lots of good resources that I can send you to for good substitutes, good brands that are known to be clean and that have good products.
That's super interesting. Any brands you like off the top of your head that people can go to?
Cosmetics. Crunchy is a really good brand of cosmetics. Mm-hmm. There's some that have certain good things and not other good things. Like Honest is one that's kind of a 50-50. They advertise that they are phthalate free, but some of their things still have fragrances in them. So it's a little iffy on that. And most of them are brands that nobody has ever heard of that have to be ordered through specialty places. Mm. JustTheIngredients.com is a great website for finding things that are very just the ingredients. They're very basic. They only have in them what they need to have them in them and nothing extra.
So homework for everybody is in any of the things that you're putting on your skin, look for phthalate-free and paraben-free. Is that the homework?
Yeah, that's the homework. Start replacing things in your house. Start replacing things in your daily use. Look for kids' toys that are made out of wood versus plastic. Kids chew on those. They get that into their system. So start just clean up your home. Less toxic environment.
I like what you said. Start small. Don't turn your home inside out yet. You know,
right.
one item at a time.
Yeah, that slow and steady.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Paraben and phthalate.
Yes.
Guys, stay away from those. Robin, is that a show?
That's a show.
All right. You name it, we explain it. We'll link those links that we mentioned in this episode in the description down below. Thank you guys, as always, for hanging out with us. We'll see you next time. Don't go away.